General feelings niyo sa movie, did you like it? Nag-enjoy ba kayo? May part bang kinilig kayo? Natawa kayo?
I really, really like the very, very K-drama, I guess. Mm-mm. Yung meron silang promise na, oy, pag mag-snow, kita tayo, ha?
Correct.
Tapos, yeah. Whatever happens, may meet-up point tayo, kita tayo.
Ako, favorite scene, lahat ng scenes ni Jo Jung-suk. Tawang-tawa lang talaga sa kanya. Like, sobrang yung pagka-school bukol niya, yes, pasok sa banga.
Honest to goodness, hindi siya tumatak sa akin masyado. I think it may not be my cup of tea. Siguro kung may tumatak sa akin, and as a person coming from this day and age, it's just that it is already, it's very dated. And a lot of the male actions in this film are freaking questionable. So I think that kind of like ruined the experience for me.
One, two, sarang! Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Annyeong, this is Monica.
Hello everyone, this is Trency.
Annyeong, this is Pia, and welcome to another episode of 1, 2, Sarang. Heart
Yay!
To Heart.
Woo! Welcome back, guys.
Yes, heart Hi. To heart to talaga dahil ngayong araw, ang pag-uusapan natin ay something to do with love dahil isa ito sa mga movies na lagi kong napapansin, laging binabanggit ng mga K-pop, K-actors when it comes to like whatever references that they have. And nagulat ako dahil nasa View pala itong movie na ito. Hi, View!
Wow! Parati tayong kumakatok.
View, nandito kami! Oo!
Pinapansin.
Dami na namin. Diba? Dami na po namin episodes of View. Isa na dyan, Twinkling Watermelon. Paki-check po. Twinkling Watermelon episode namin. Isa sa favorite K-dramas namin of last year. But what we're talking about today, about love, meron ding parang sort of nostalgia. Hindi siya time travel, pero meron din siyang mga timelines blurring. It is about Architecture 101. Yeah. Yan, 101. Yan ang pag-uusapan namin for this episode. So kayo ba, napapansin nyo na isa siya sa mga laging binabanggit kapag may mga interview or even sa mga variety, they always make references to it.
Yeah. May naalala ko, someone, I don't remember who, maybe was it Song Kwan? Like, hinirit niya something about the t-shirt, the guest t-shirt, siya ba yun? Or baka hindi si Song Kwan. But someone did. I vaguely remember someone or feeling ko Gose or whatever referring to that print
of
the shirt. And like, pero hindi ko na siya na-research kung kailan. Pero yun yung super tumatak sa akin. Like, when you brought up this topic, parang yun yung pinaka-naalala ko na ginamit nila.
Oo. Parang nga, meron din akong faint memory niyan. Sige, hanapin namin kung anong Gose episode and ipopost din namin yan on our social media para ma-check din ninyo para as one of the references
hanapin.
Na laging ginagamit. Ikaw, Trance, meron ka rin bang mga napapansin na gano'n?
Parang as a general thought lang. Parang I can't recall kung saan ko siya narinig or whatever, pero when you mention nga Architecture 101, automatic meron siyang na-trigger na thought eh. Which is architecture. Wow, joke. Pero, alam mo yun, parang may meron akong faint recollection of it being mentioned nga. And considering that it's already like an old film, ano, 2012 film, na parang the fact na I am familiar of it. Na parang, okay, so mga na-mention na rin siya several times siguro sa mga K-drama or K-variety more so.
Most likely yeah. K-variety.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Actually, madalas siyang i-reference sa 2 Days, 1 Night because, of course, ang ating Jonghun ang butihing may bahay ng isa sa mga lead dito. Isa yun sa mga parang medyo recent eh. Sige, ilalagay rin namin. Ang 2 Days, 1 Night nasa View rin. Hi, View! Noon din namin yung pinapanood.
Correct.
Yeah, sige, ilalagay din namin kasi may pinaka medyo recent na pag-usapan nila yon. Okay, so tungkol saan nga ba yung episode namin today, it's just gonna be simple because it's very light, just like this movie. Light nga ba? Tingnan natin. Minsan pag sinasabi namin yan, hindi ganun ka-light. But there is just 3 questions that we will be talking about. First, nagets nyo ba yung hype nitong movie na to? ano sa palagay niyo yung reason why is this one of the most beloved Korean films? And then next, syempre, it all the movie revolved around Seon's house. It's one of the biggest metaphors that was used in the film. What part of the construction of the house struck you the most? And then finally, eto na. Do you believe that first love never dies? Tignan natin. Parang feeling ko meron na naman tayo madadagdag sa lore ng love life ni Monica. Napipiece together
ako.
Ng mga listeners
natin. Ay, nako. Name drop na gano'n.
Nagbina lang ako. Ay, nako. Bleep, 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 bleep.
Pwede na silang gumawa ng ano ng timeline tapos i-analyze nila. Ah, ito yung sinabi ni Monica.
Correct.
Na, ayan. Ipiece together ninyo yan today. Okay, so for the summary of this film, actually, kinuha ko yung synopsis niya sa View din. Oh, ang dami ko ng mention ng View. Pero ito kasi, it's very succinct. Diba? Hello? Pansinin niyo na kami. Napaka-succinct nung pagkakasummarize dito. And I think it captured it perfectly. It says, an architect gets an unexpected visit by his first love, whom he hasn't seen in many years, bringing back memories from when they first met 15 years ago.
Oh.
Parang, kuwang-kuwan na niya kung ano nga yung mangyayari dito sa movie na to. And who is in this, who are the cast na kasali dito sa film na to? Okay, so we have Bae Suzy. Dito siya in very freshness and the very peak ng kanyang ano talaga, popularity. And ang katambal niya nung kabataan, because sila yung nagpa-play nung back in the 90s, ang katambal niya doon ay si Lee Ji-hoon in his softness era.
Correct.
Diba? Napaka-softness niya dito. Correct. Sobrang leading baby man. Pa. Natin ay idol. Correct.
Dito ata siya nagsimula eh. Tama ba?
Oh, I'm
parang
not
dito
sure.
Siya kinilala. Parang dito siya umangat because of this film.
Baka. Correct. Kasi mas film siya, no? Bago siya mag-main drama.
Mm-mm.
Bilang ang trajectory nga ng career niya ay parang Coco Martin.
Correct!
Diba? Paindi-indi muna, ganyan.
Kung naalala nyo guys, we refer Lee Jae-hoon as the Coco Martin of Korea.
Diba? Taxi driver? Oh, may three na ba? Baka tuloy-tuloy na yan. Go! And then, also part of this film is, ito na nga, ang butihing may bahay ni Jong-hoon. Bilang sa amin, who just got exposed to K-drama Hallyu during the pandemic, hindi na namin naabutan yung pinaka-peak na siya talaga yung it girl ng Korea, si Han Ga-in. Sorry naman, Han Ga-in, para sa amin, ikaw yung asawa ni Jong-hoon at not the other way around.
Correct!
Pero grabe na, sobrang ganda niya. Grabe. It's my first time to see her.
Can I just share?
Yeah.
Na siya ang Korean sa Magalona Bakaro. Hindi ba? Ako lang ba?
Bakit malaki mata?
As in, nung una ko talaga siya nakita, as in talagang, sab? As in, may ganun siyang look about her.
Oh, close kayo, ha?
Close talaga.
Pwede, no?
Parang may ganun silang same.
But I don't know who else to compare to look.
But she has a distinct face medyo, kasi. Hindi siya masyadong like,
yes,
Korean
she does.
Yung mukha. Parang medyo, I know, if there's a Korean very design, siya yun. Parang ganun.
Very angelic.
Mm-mm. Yes.
As in, magpapatingin ka talaga sa kanya.
Na, maganda rin si Bae Suzy, ha? Pero parang saan natin makoconnect na sila yung before and after or kabataan?
Yun
oh my God.
Hindi ko talaga.
Yun din sobra.
Diba? Siguro kaya siya hindi nakilala nung ano, nung first love niya. Kasi nagbago yung itsura mo, Besh.
Sobra layo,
Baka ano, naka-embrace na rin dun yung Korean culture of retoke.
Kasi retoke yun, girl, from like a long face to a round
yung face. Medyo round. Tapos parang yung mata, ang laki-laki na ano. Pero sige,
kung
push natin.
Tutusin mo, di ba, pag nagpaparetoke sila, ang gusto nila, round eyes.
Oh, tama
and like,
naman.
Mas nakalift. So, sakto lang naman ang trajectory.
Bilang siya ang peg, ang hanggain ang peg, kahit na Bae Suzy ka na, sobrang ganda
correct.
Mo na. Ay, hindi, pipeg mo pa rin. Okay, sige. Push natin yan. At ang naging partner naman ni Han Ga-in ay si Tae Wong. Na, trivia, kapatid siya ni Jung-hwa.
Woo!
Oh, that's why really, it was hard for him to have, I think so. Pero yun, kaya nahirapan siya mag-breakthrough sa career kasi lagi siyang nasa shadow nga naman ng kasikatan ng kapatid niya.
Who's Jung-hwa for those who don't know her?
Nako! Dahil, pag pinag-uusapan namin kanina si Sandara Park, mm-hmm. alam niyo na, yung kanyang ni-release na single that was actually sampled from the song of Um Jung-hwa. So she was a really huge K-pop singer or an idol or singer talaga siya na sobrang sikat, and she also acts. Ano yung K-drama niya,
yung,
Chance, that you watched?
Yung recent K-drama niya.
Dr. Cha.
Oo.
Oh. Yan. Dr. Cha. So yun nga yung...
And ako super funny talaga ako niya. Kasi parang, you know, she's like in her later years. I think she's already in her 50s. Pero that woman, she is such a powerhouse. Yeah. Alam mo yun? Parang, like, if she wants to do something, she's gonna do it. And I just love her style.
In fairness.
Sobrang nakakatuwa siya. And kasama niya si Wasa.
Funky.
Oo, funky. So, kasama si Wasa, si... Sino isa? Si...
Si Hiyori. Si Hiyori.
Oo. So, ano sila yung mga dancing queens? Ano yun? Basta may show sila that they travel around Korea.
Oo, nasa... View din yun. O, di ba naman View? Grabe na.
Ang dami namin. Ikot natin yun.
Ano ba kailangan namin gawin View? Kailangan ba yung episode View na kalagay? Architecture 101 View?
Ganyan. Okay, titag namin kayo mga 10 times.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Namaste.
And then, syempre, tulad, correct. Nung napag-usapan namin before na hindi na kukumpleto, usually, ang mga K-drama, isama na natin ng film kung walang School Bukul na nasa cast. At ang ating resident School Bukul dito ay none other than my love, si Jo Jung-suk, na ako nakilala ko na siya because of Hospital Playlist. Pero ito talaga yung isa sa mga iconic niyang mga roles na ito talagang nagpasikat sa kanya, and from there, mm-hmm. naging leading man na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Meron na siyang K-drama ngayon eh, pero nasa Netflix naman. Hi Netflix! Baka naman.
Natin. Hitting all birds. Alam mo yun? Baka may isa
tumama. Come on. Baka may mag-stick lang.
Ano bang let's Amazon dyan na pwede natin i-mention?
Marry My Husband.
Oh!
Amazon Prime. Masabi lang.
And Nain Woo, okay, so, who is also in Two Days, One Night.
Exactly.
Two Days, One Night,
which is on View.
On View.
Oh. So this film was written and directed by Lee Yong-ju. Huwag niyo siyang i-confuse kay P-Sex Show's Yong-ju. Kasi nung ginugugol ko siya kanina, yung lumalabas yung sa P-Sex Show na comedian, yung the lead guy, parang hindi po siya.
Uh-huh.
Pero magkapangalan sila. So he directed this, and then after this, he also had several films. Virtual Bride, that was in 2015. And the latest one is Sobok, which showed in 2021. Okay, so... Dahil napag-usapan na natin yung cast at pati na rin kung sino nag-direct at nagsulat nitong film. Umpisahan na natin after nyong mapanood itong movie na ito. Nagets nyo ba yung hype? And bakit, sa palagay nyo, why is this one of those most beloved Korean films? Oh, I have to mention as well na kaya din siya nandun sa status na yon because it was the highest grossing film of 2012 in Korea, and it held that title for quite a while.
Wow!
Hindi ko alam kung ano yung nakatalo. Pero that's why talagang sobrang laki nito. It was massive when it was released.
Okay.
So kayo, nag-gets nyo ba kung bakit siya na-hype?
Ako kasi parang I feel like I can't really understand sa true. Kasi parang feeling ko yung hype hindi nag-transcend ng culture and time. Kaya hindi ko maintindihan ngayon as who I am now. So parang like, I don't know kung ano yung setup ng Korea noong mga panahon na yon at bakit ito yung gantong klaseng pelikula ang tinangkilik, tama ba yung term ko?
Oo,
like yung gantong klaseng film yung tinangkilik nila. So I mean, I don't understand it so much, pero parang like okay lang naman sa akin, hindi ko kailangan maintindihan. I wanna like see it na lang, I guess, from where I am now, parang ganun.
What do you mean by that? Like, bakit mo hindi maintindihan? Ano yung part na yon? Considering, yun nga, I mean, sabi mo kanina, okay, it was in 2012. Noong 2012, ano bang mga sikat nung time na yun? Hindi ko rin maisip right now. But anyway,
Kasi parang feeling ko, I don't know, like, the movie naman din kasi itself, there's like a lot of cultural nuances din. Na parang feeling ko hindi ko ma-fully understand. So, parang like, I will only always watch it from an outsider's point of view talaga. Like, compared to, for example, the recent movies right now, yung mga K-drama, ganyan, parang meron pa rin sense na, okay, like, since I also understand what Korea is now in terms of their culture, parang it's easier for me to kind of like contextualize kung anong nangyayari. Pero ito kasi sobrang layo na niya from me time-wise and culture-wise. Kaya regarding that question in terms of hype, hindi ko siya fully ma-understand. Kasi it's such a like quiet film. Alam mo yon? I mean, I can imagine pag sa Pilipinas, di uso yung mga ganyan ni. Eh. Alam mo yon? And I'm coming from that Filipino mindset kasi. Alam mo yon? Kaya parang hindi ko siya ma-gets. At kasi hindi ko rin gets kung ano yung klaseng kumbaga ano yung feels ng Korean entertainment at that time as well. So parang ako like hindi ko ma-gets pero okay lang, tanggap ko pa rin na meron siyang hype. I mean, nandiyan na
siya. Go ahead, Mon. What were you saying?
Ako opposite naman yung thoughts ko on it being Filipino like because while I was watching it I had to like check the year it was like released kasi parang it had the same feels of how our films were like back in around that time kasi lalo na medyo familiar din ako kasi nung mga time na yun yung mga starting out years ko so pa indie the film for me felt like a very indie treatment the pelikula and actually while watching it though hindi naman same trajectory same story pero more or less same kind of unrequited love kind of thing spoiler ba yon sorry parang naalala ko dito yung movies natin like Sana Dati I'm Drunk I Love You yung mga ganon even with the kind of shots the kind of pace the kind of alam mo yon punch ng acting it felt very very similar to ours the ones I know at least kasi but anyway so parang yung thoughts ko on this hindi ako masyadong nag veer towards bakit to ginusto ng mga Koreano parang mas yung inisip ko was were we like that I mean ganun ba talaga yung trend during that time kasi it felt like it eh so which should make sense kasi parang hawaan lang din naman tayo ng mga parang trends with how we do movies okay. Like kung may ma-hit na some film like from the western world or from Korea or from South America, Mexico or something like that. More or less gagayahin 'yan ng the rest of the world, alam mo 'yon? Like for example when Train to Busan was a massive hit in Korea, a lot of other countries started making zombie not necessarily zombie pero thriller films that are similar, alam mo 'yon? So mas dun ako at hindi ko alam though kung sumikat ba yung RK 101? Because, yun na yun. I mean, from the core of it, I mean, the actual story of it, yun na yung ginusto ng mga Koreano? Or was it because the trend, the worldwide trend? Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm assuming lang.
Yeah.
But was it something that the audiences were familiar with or looking for at that time?
Yeah, exactly.
And even though it was a very, very simple film, it was well made naman. Alam mo yon, magandang putol, magandang pacing, whatever. So it's easy to watch.
Yeah.
So I also understand easy to watch, why. Actually.
Parang, how long is it? Parang, a little over
1 hour 58 almost.
So, almost
2 hours.
So, it was a pretty smooth ano nga.
Pero hindi mo siya na-feel eh. Very, very smooth.
Considering na quiet.
My husband my husband also pointed that out na parang for a film that was like released in 2012, it didn't feel so slow. And kilala natin mga K-drama kapag slow.
Correct. So yun yung thoughts ko on why it was popular. Although, may nabasa ako sa Wikipedia na apparently, ang pinakamaraming nanood talaga yung nag-move ng ticket sales were male moviegoers. Did you guys read about this?
Because apparently,
as in, it's the males who kept on watching it because they really resonated to the how they feel about first love, I guess. And syempre kasi yung main character din naman natin is a guy. So, parang nag-resonate sila sa journey ni, what's his name? What's his name again? Lee Ji-hoon's character?
Bakit di ko rin maalala yung ano?
Dapat meron yan. Oh my God! Sungmin. Ayun, oh, yun. Parang, parang di, sobrang I don't know, ayun, baka na-mirror nila yung mga
parang may
experiences nila, tapos susiling
parang may nabasa rin ako na ano lang, short clip, I don't know kung like, gano'ng ka-factual yun, pero a lot of, now that you mentioned nga na parang a lot of the viewers were men, it was the time din kasi na yung nga, height nga ni Bae Suzy. So, I think,
yeah, her exactly, yeah.
Being the lead actress also pulled in all those male viewers.
Yeah.
Siya ang hanggain of 2012, I think.
Yeah, and that's why I was also gonna say, like, when Mon was mentioning, like, the films that were sikat here na indie, pero Hello Naman, I'm Drunk, I Love You, Mahayan, tsaka Paul Avellino, diba? Paul Avellino nga ba yun? Tapos correct, sana correct. That is Lovey Po, diba?
Mm.
So parang,
yes.
Talagang kahit nasabihin mong indie, hindi sila yung mga hindi natin kilala. Parang mako-curious ka pa because you're so used to seeing these people in the mainstream, tapos gaganda sila.
Mm.
I'm not saying na hindi itong, ano ah, itong Architecture 101, but I'm just saying, malaking pull talaga yung mga actors, but then, it delivered as well this really nice film, very touching, and very relatable dahil alam nating big deal sa mga Koreano, ang first love. Isa yan sa lagi nilang topic at laging pinag-uusapan.
Mm-mm.
And talagang, lahat ng mga references in pop culture when it comes to first love, nandyan. So I think, parang all those elements perhaps came together for them to be able to really like this one. And I think deserve naman niya. Kasi yun nga, I feel like despite some issues, baka naman lumabas mamaya, na medyo yun nga. This happened way before the Me Too movement ha.
Mm,
but to be fair, medyo ano naman, aware naman yung character nung ni Baffled, ni Best Friend, na parang, ha? Hinalikan mo siya ng tulog? That's a crime. May gano'n naman siyang sinabi.
Correct.
But yeah, but this happened way before the Me Too movement, so madami din mga nangyari dito na medyo questionable for feminists and all of that. But if you look at it, at its time, parang okay, super gets for the hype. Okay, sige. So, puntahan na natin yung pinaka-thesis nung story. So, it really revolved around Soyeon wanting to build a house. So, ito yung isa sa parang napaka-blatant na metaphor used. It was always in the dialogue. It was always very, very seen visually in a lot of scenes. So, para sa inyo, ano yung part ng construction ng bahay that really struck you guys the most?
Honestly, kin-question ko kung bakit. Kung bakit naging architecture.
Kung bakit what?
Kung bakit yun yung metaphor to begin with. Like, I mean, and maybe you can shed some answers for me. Why was it that to begin with? Bakit architecture ang ginawa nilang parang metaphor for the journey of rekindling or rather nostalgic love, first love? Parang may
So, ako, parang what's, what struck me about that was like, kasi isa sa mga paulit-ulit na sinasabi ni Soyeon, the lead girl, she always mentions how much she has changed, how much she has grown. Pero kasi when it comes to like structures, may mga bagay na nandun pa rin. Sige, nagde-decay. Like her house, di ba? Sobrang nagde-decay na. Pero di ba may part dun na, oh, my dad built this, tas hindi pa tuyo yung semento, pero tumapak na ako. So, nandun pa rin yung paa niya na maliit, tas kinompare niya sa paa niya right now. So, tas parang very, ano na, yung difference ng parang structures or structures, may iba na nawawala, may na ano. But then, tayo as tao, since comparing it to first love from her journey from before and now, yung structure, yan pa rin siya, pero ako, nagbago na ako. Pero ito pa rin siya. Parang yun yung contrast that I saw that I really like about this one. That's why I really wanted to talk about the house as a metaphor.
Siguro, I guess, to add to that, parang yung dating sa akin, and I appreciate actually this question that you asked. Kasi parang talagang, it's a quiet film, hindi siya sobrang outright na sinasabi nila kung ano yung point ng ginagawa niya. It needs a little bit of pondering. So, parang, and this really got me to thinking kung ano siya. And I think siguro yung nag-stand out sa akin in terms of the house metaphor was how the house was built. Parang meron siyang yung original house niya and then the modern structure was kind of built around it. So it feels for me like two parts. Parang the house is her father and she is also the house. Kumbaga parang kumbaga she grew into this like modern persona after like 20 years. Alam mo yun? na binuild niya yung sarili niya. But deep inside, there's always this girl like who's kind of like yearning for, I don't know, like yung mga old dreams niya. Alam mo yun, she started off naman kasi na ganun. She wanted to be a pianist. Yeah. Kaya lang, yeah. You know, parang na-dismay siya kasi, parang hindi siya at par with all the soul lights kasi she didn't have like enough training.
Actually, baliktad. No? Baliktad. Nagalit yung mga soul lights sa kanya kasi siya walang kasi training. Siya, kaya mas magaling
siya. Mas naturally gifted siya. And I think meron din, may ano rin eh, something about like her being a small town girl. Like, to make it, you need connections. I mean, kasi she was comparing it to the rich soul lights eh. Alam mo yun. So, already with her description, with how she said it, parang it's as if nag-give up siya dahil wala siyang kakampi. At hindi niya afford. Kasi yun, parang ganun.
And then, the other one, parang yung with the dad nga. Kasi parang, I mean, comparing the two lead characters. Parang the guy leaves the mom behind, but she decides to stay. So it felt for me like my enveloping of the dad as a form of a house with her own structure that she built around it. So parang there's like this feeling of acceptance of, alam mo yon na you know, this is where she wants to be, and it is to be with her father.
Parang. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very curious. Wala lang kasi I never thought of. I looked at this as very love story. So, naka-focus ako dun sa love angle. So, I didn't look at it that way, the way you're explaining it. So, parang curious ako dun sa metaphors na ano. Mm-mm. Something for me to think about. Yeah. How about you, Mon?
Yung sinasabi mo, Trency, parang, so, kumbaga, she wants to keep her roots. And that's like, basically, the base of the house. Kasi, I mean, you saw it, diba? Parang they kept the old bricks. Parang
with her ano pa yung height niya.
Tapos yung may height, mga markings ng height niya. So, they kept like those old elements so that I guess para hindi niya makalimutan nga yung that part of her life. Sobrang gusto ko yung sequence no na yung present ng present si Song Min ng different kinds of houses. Tapos wala talagang walang nag-hit sa kanya na, ooh, I like this. Until he finally suggested na, why don't we just expand the house? I mean, why don't we just change things up? And then that's when she lit up and said, okay, let's do that. And then, gusto ko rin yung little details na in the house. I really like, towards the end, kahit na last minute, they decided na her bedroom would become a piano room. Tapos, where will I sleep?
Yeah.
He built her a second floor na halatang fake. But anyway. Halatang set ko lang. But anyway. So, parang, I really like that kasi it was, like, her making room for new things. Na connected pa rin sa old. So, parang, it's still, it's still her dream of sorts. So, kumbaga, hindi talaga siya nawala. Pero, although it's changed, it's still that. It's still the piano. It was a big part of her life. So I like that she made room. And I really, really like the big windows. I have a feeling, though, that when...
Sobrang super, ganda.
I have a feeling, though, na syempre it has something to do na rin with art direction. Now, let's make the windows really, really wide. Because, like,
let's hello? Not consider the weather in bedroom.
Pero,
but I have kwenta about that later.
Pero, diba? I mean, lalo na naging trend yon in Jeju. Plus, you know, construction materials and techniques, I guess, are better na. By 2012. So, parang, hello, may dagat ka in front. So, syempre, lakihan mo na yung window para kita, para may perfect view ka of the sea. Yeah. But at the same time, it also felt like her having that massive window, parang yung metaphor niya is mas naliwanaga na siya sa buhay. Parang ganun. Parang she's that, parang mas broader na yung views niya of life. Parang, hindi na siya, well, it's very open and very grand. And I think, I guess it's also has something to do with how, where she is na at that point in life. And I'm pretty sure she wanted that too kasi back then, diba, nag-squatter pa sila, parang, diba, they snuck in like an abandoned house and then she fixed it. Mm, so technically, yes, it's not hers, so but she rebuilt it, blah, blah, blah. Pero very, ano din siya, it was a traditional hanbok. Hanok. So like, yun, mas walls siya, mas wally instead of windowy. So ang ganda ng difference between the two. Na yung sarili niya ng bahay mas open, mas maaliwalas.
Yeah.
And it felt more peaceful. So parang it really felt like
correct.
She's calmed down. Parang ganoon.
Yeah.
Ganda. Sige, bago ko anuhin muna is that yung trivia ko pala is that so obviously they built Soyeon's house as a set. And then 2012 nagkaroon ng massive typhoon and Jeju was one of the hardest hit. Tapos, so, nag-collapse yung structure.
Mm.
And then they rebuilt it exactly as it is and it's now a cafe. Yeah. It's called Soyeon's House. Oh. So, if you go to Jeju, you can go visit and that's you can cute. See those massive windows and enjoy coffee once you do.
Does it include but the second floor?
What? Oh, daw. Ah, so, ay, hindi ko alam kung yung second floor means like the room.
Oo, yung room. Yeah,
pero gusto lang, gusto ko makita yung second floor though. Sobrang love ko yung, diba, they kept the old
garden.
Oh, they kept the old roofing. Tapos yun yung surrounded by garden. Bakit?
Cute yung garden. Pero nainis ako dun sa fact na yung window mas mababa kaysa sa bubong. Sana window. It's higher than
that. Ah, yung dun sa kwarto.
Oo.
Yung kwarto, sa yeah. Kwarto, kasi yung fake, kasi set dun, lang siya.
Masisikatan ka ng araw sa mukha. So, ang init.
Correct, correct.
Diba, magbabounce.
Super gets. Yun, super ganda lang nung sinabi ni Mon kanina about like, yung house na nahanap nila in one of their walks while they were walking around the town because it was their homework na because architecture is about getting to know your neighbors daw. So they were taking photos around town. So they found this abandoned house. Ang ganda lang nung pagkaka-describe lang ni Monica na yun nga, when they were there, it was poor walls. Kasi dun kumbaga yung quote-unquote secret love nila, they still were so unsure. So they were just in this place where it was all kept. It was all a secret. Nasa ilalim pa lahat ng feelings nila. Never sila umamin. They were just there flirting, whatever. And then now, dun na sila dun sa house with like a big window and parang mas open na sila with their feelings and there's a lot of realization that happened as well. We don't wanna give away the ending just in case, napakatagal na nito, pero sige, i-discover ninyo, kayo mag-journey. Pero yun, like with the big house and a lot of realizations that happened there as well, na parang the openness. And parang natatawa nga ako kasi parang even yung super simpleng detalye na si Hangain, it started with her nakapusod yung buhok, naka-high heels lagi with the masikip na dress. And then as the show progresses, paluwag na ng paluwag yung bun niya hanggang naging ponytail, hanggang nakalugay na siya. Tapos yung mga damit niya from super sikip, paluwag na ng paluwag kasi nasa, yung ganun. Uh-oh. So parang it's also very, ano, very clear sa mata mo na parang, okay, she's loosening up, she's trying okay, to, release. Ano, she's now free. Mm-hmm. She's now able to express kung ano man siya. Which also, yung sa akin naman, yung favorite ko dun sa construction ng house actually, was also yung sa piano. I super love that kasi parang before, so basically since they met in college but then nothing really progressed, diba? So parang ngayon, nung sinasabi ni Soyeon na I wanna do this, so parang madali naman for the architect, si Songmin, na sabihin na hindi, tapos na kontrata ko eh. And then sinabi naman nung boss niya na I can take over. Pero pinili ni Songmin na sige, tapusin ko to. Because finally, magkakaroon na ng closure yung story nila kasi before it was just left hanging.
Uh-oh.
So I just love that na parang okay, he saw it through until the very end. Kung paano man yun natapos, ganun siya natapos. Pero at least ngayon, hindi na siya up in the air, puro questions, ano na nangyari, hindi natin sure. So I love na parang at this time, at this point in his life, pinili niya na, sige, tapusin natin tong kwento na to. So that was my favorite ano naman. Favorite na dun sa
can house I add something
na nangyari.
Ayan, can I add something?
You were
something?
Saying something, Chancy.
I mean, in terms of like the whole concept of architecture nga. And like nakita naman natin sa classes nila na yun nga, it's not just about like building, you know, houses, designing and all that, but it's also all about your vicinity. So parang ganun. And I think I your background. And I like that yun nga, na-mention mo nga na parang she, yung journey ni Soyeon coming from that super tight pusod, soul light girl into this loose-haired Jeju-do girly.
Correct.
Oo, Jeju-core. Naka-ano na siya, naka-super loose top, and like, cashmere, mayaman pa rin kasi siya eh, oo.
Flowy
tapos
skirt.
Tapos parang,
oo. Nang asawa siya para manghutot ng pera.
Pero kasi
diba
makita natin na parang, with the emphasis of vicinity, parang, nung younger days nila, they were really both outsiders of Seoul. So parang one guy lives up north, the other one, the girl lives in a province. So meron talagang, parang may lostness in terms of being in Seoul. And I like that you mentioned nga na parang nagbago yung appearance niya eventually. Kasi parang she came back to herself and it comes with an acceptance of who she is and where she comes from. Versus before, kasi parang they were really trying hard to be, you know, part of the city, you know, and yung conversation pa nga nila na parang, so yun yun eh, yung sabi yun na parang, parang she was saying, yung parang sinasabi nung, what's his name? Park Wook, the older Arky dude, yung medyo douchebag na parang senior friend nila.
Si ano, si Hospital Playlist Guy din. Anyway, si yung pangalan
niya. Older
Arky
student.
Siya yung,
older Arky student na medyo problematic ways, by the way. When it comes to women.
Yes. Medyo very.
And na parang she was trying to like get on with him, you know, asking him kung saan siya nakatira, knowing full well that she cannot afford that shit. Alam mo yun? And then si Sungmin din, parang, we should move. But knowing full well that they cannot do that. Alam mo yun? So parang, I like that na may ganun siyang journey. I question his journey though. Kasi parang we've been talking about her journey for the most part. Parang, ako naman right now, I want to get some clarity din kung saan siya papunta. Kasi it feels like they're going different directions. She's coming back home to herself, but where is he going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yung, actually, parang isa din sa mga tumatak din sa akin about yung journey naman ni Sungmin was nung sinabi niya, diba, sa mom niya na parang, can't we move to like Gangnam? Parang ganon. Tapos parang nanay niya, parang bakit tayo? $20 lang, kinita ko today. Gangnam ka dyan. And then he walked out of the house and he kicked the gate. Yeah. Tapos nun, bumuka yung gate sa baba. Tapos dahil dun sa galit niya. And then, nung bumalik na naman siya sa mom niya na parang, kasi he was going to fly na to the US because he has a fiance, they have plans of going there. So nag-usap sila. Tapos parang yung mom niya, parang, kasi his concern was, I need to stay with you. You're old, you're sick. Tapos parang yung mom niya, hindi. Go be kind to your wife. Tapos binigyan siya ng pera para umalis. Tapos sa galit niya, na parang hindi niya maintindihan nangyari, went out, sat on the porch, on the steps. Tapos nakatabi niya yung gate. Tapos kalakalawang na yung sinipa niya dati nung sa galit niya sa mom niya. Na parang makikita mo na like yung journey niya is really going out. Yun naman yung gusto niya kasi ayaw na niya from the very start din sa house nila. When he opens the ref, cramp. It feels so, ano ba yan? Dami na uhulog. Ano ba yan? Asikip-sikip dito. Ayoko dito. Parang he's really meant to leave and he got the blessing of his mom na parang go. Ako, dito na ako mamamatay. Hindi na ako aalis dito. Pero ikaw, you're not meant here. Go ahead. So, parang yun yung naano ko sa kanya.
Meron din siyang ano naman eh, finding his place in the world. Na same din yung journey ni Soyeon, pero yun nga, may love thing in between that happened between them. But you know, as individuals, parang ganun lang din naman yung nakita ko sa kwento nila. Na nakita mo, I mean, with the guest t-shirt nga, wag na lang natin spoil because I think it's one of the pinaka reference thing maybe. But basically, sa kanya naman, well, Soyeon din naman, pero sa kanya rin, poverty was what was stopping him from, hindi naman stopping, pero parang alam niyang isa siyang wall
holding him back
na kailangan niyang akyatin. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Tapos, may mga kasama nga siya, na kaya naman lahat. I mean, gets parang, it it feels easier just because they can afford it more, etc. So him going through that, para yun naman din yung nakita kong journey sa kanya. Naisip ko lang din, now, you were asking kasi bakit Archie 101? Ang tanong ko is, so obviously in all courses naman, all degrees, lahat may 101 classes. Are Architecture 101, if that course even exists, ganun ba talaga? For this film, in the story at least, I like it because, so ang, yun nga, like what you mentioned, Pia, yung homework is get to know your surroundings. Because it's when you know things, when you observe things, it's, that's what will help you in designing, in creating kasi structures. Kasi hindi lang, ang architecture or any design for that matter, hindi lang siya ganda-ganda eh. You have to take into consideration, structure. I think Shensi would know this more, pero parang, alam mo yun, parang what's better for the structure of a certain neighborhood. Anong bagay or anong kaya ng lupa, alam mo yun, may geology involved din yan, alam mo yun, hanggang anong elevation lang pwede for this area, stuff like that. So, them going on those homeworks na getting to know different places in different parts of the world, although for them, Korea, of course. That's when you can figure out what you want to do. Or yun yung nakuha ko eh. That's how you can figure out what you want to do or what kind of architecture you want to be. Or alam mo yon kung saang direction ka patungo. Kasi kanya-kanyang style din yan eh. Alam mo yon kanya-kanyang techniques and stuff like that. So, maganda lang, I guess, for me, na Architecture 101. Natuhog naman siya na since the two of them, yun yung journey nila na they began from not really knowing what to do because of different instances that are holding them back. And then, eventually, towards the end, napakita naman na they do figure out kahit papano. Although the journey doesn't end kasi parang even though they were able to finish the house and he was able to fly off to wherever, alam din naman natin with life, continuous lang yan, we don't know what's gonna happen, and stuff like that. Pero, kumbaga, nandun yung, nakita natin yung takbo ng kwento through the intertwining of architecture, quote-unquote. Parang ganon. Ayun lang naman. I thank you very
much. Ako parang, ako naman, like, more of as simple as, yun nga, like yung mga structure, I don't know, dahil sa first love and whatever, parang 'di ba, parang ang dami kasi tayo parang mga physical structures na nawawala na. Alam mo 'yon, parang may ganun lang ako na parang alam mo, tayo naman mga build and destroy tayo. Alam natin 'yan. So 'yon, parang kasi one of the parang areas then like when my husband, we met in this bar that doesn't exist anymore, pero yung framework ng structure nandun pa rin siya. Yung parang ganun, parang it's just so parang places are but structures. Tas, wait lang ah. May nabasa kasi ang quote kanina, tinatry kong hanapin, na that really struck me. Na parang yung building lang yan, yan yung mag-hold ng space, pero yung tao yung mag-fill in sa kanya. And parang yun yung, parang, and it, talking about relationships and how they were supposed to and not, and supposed to and not, parang how people just makes use of that space. Kailangan ko mahanap yung quote na yon. Sige, hanapin ko lang. Lalabas ko later. Because that's the thing that struck me and that's parang yun yung pinaka naging framework ko talaga dun sa pag-intindi din itong film na to.
Nice.
Sorry, may sabihin ka ba, Chance?
Ako siguro, just to add my quip na lang din. And I super agree with yung, ano nyo, yung observations nyo about it being Architecture 101. Yun nga, parang, yung, when I was like thinking over these things din, parang, yung tumatak sa akin yung phrase na if walls could talk. Kasi parang it feels like, you know, parang there's like not a lot of communication with them. But the walls of the house, the houses, the structures are witness to whatever is happening there. And yun nga, parang ang ganda rin yung sabi ni P na parang wala na yung bar pero nandiyan pa rin yung structure. Alam mo yun? Parang it stands the test of time and it will forever serve as a symbol of what, or not a symbol, but like a trigger, I guess, of like that memory.
Mm.
Yun. So parang, I mean, when they met, na-trigger lahat ulit yun. Akala nila tapos na, diba? Pero meron pa pala.
Okay, I really couldn't find the exact quote. Sige, ipopost ko na lang. Ipopost na lang namin sa Twitter and then para you guys could see yung sinasabi namin na yun. Okay, sige. Before we go to the final question, general feelings niyo sa movie, did you like it? Nag-enjoy ba kayo? May part bang kinilig kayo? Natawa kayo?
I really, really like the... yung meron silang, na very, very K-drama, I guess. Yung meron silang promise na, oy, pag mag-snow, kita tayo, ha? Correct. Tapos, whatever happens, may meet-up point tayo, kita tayo. Nagkita ba sila? Alamin nyo na lang. Pero yung, yun. alam nyo, sorry. Yeah. Gusto ko sana mapanood nyo, listener, sana yun. Pero sobrang gusto ko yun, kasi, parang ano, para siyang ano, ay shit, ba mas spoil ko? Broken.
Okay, lang parang spoil na natin kanina pa yan.
Okay.
Parang nasabi natin lahat ng pwedeng mangyari sa pelikula na to.
Totoo din naman.
O hindi pa naman, hindi natin na-giveaway yung ending masyado.
Okay, fine. Okay, but basically, para siyang, dahil hindi sila nagkita, so para siyang, parang false promises talaga pag first love. Wow!
Correct.
Ay, nako. Bakit may ganon? Malalim ang pinanggalingan ng sinabi niya. Para sa mga nagpipiece together ng ating Monica lore, ayan na, ang isa ninyong ano, i-add. Ikaw, Chance, any scene that stood out?
Kilig,
tawa, whatever.
Okay. Di ako prepared doon sa tanong. Ano ba yung scene yung nag-send out sa
akin? Ah, okay.
Honest to goodness, hindi siya tumatak sa akin masyado.
Talaga?
I think it may not be my cup of tea. Siguro kung may tumatak sa akin, and as a person coming from this day and age, it's just that it is already, it's very dated. And a lot of the male actions in this film are freaking questionable. So I think that kind of like ruined the experience for me. I had to really like step back to like appreciate it more because it was just so not our time anymore.
Which part specifically?
Yung conversations mostly ng mga lalaki with each other about how they're gonna get the girl, bed the girl, alam mo yon, parang alam mo yun. And it's it yun nga. I mean, I guess that's why marami rin siya nahatak ng mga lalaki because it's pretty much like from male perspective in that sense. Although, I appreciate our discussion now kasi it gives more meaning than to Soyeon's female experience. But still, within the context of a very misogynistic 2012 Korean society. So, may ganun lang na hurdle na kailangang anuhin. So, for me, the film was more of like, parang hindi ko siya masyadong na-feel as I feel like it people would have seen when they saw it back then, they would have felt like more, alam mo yun, mas marami silang naramdaman.
Yeah, gets.
Parang for me, mas ano pa siya, parang, alam mo yun, parang mas, it was just an easy watch, parang ganun. But I didn't really feel much about it. I guess that those are my last words about it.
Ooh, yung kay ano, sa babanggitin ko lang din kasi pinag-usapan natin kay si Yu Yun-sok, sabi ko kanina, may sabihin ako tungkol kay Yu Yun-sok. Siya yung ginawang pain ni Napidi kay VA.
Correct. Kaya disappointed si VA.
That's him. Because he's a huge star. Okay. He's also in the Reply 1997 series. And one of the bigger, kasi sobrang bigatin kasi talaga ng cast isa siya sa mga favorite din talaga ng mga actors. That's why talaga malaki yung hatak nito. Okay, ako, favorite scene, lahat ng scenes ni Jo Jung-suk. Tawang-tawa lang talaga sa kanya. Like, sobrang yung pagka-school bukol niya, yes, pasok sa banga. From the moose, to the kissing, tas yung kapag litong-lito na siya, happiness, tatlo ba pinon? Parang may ganun, may putoy na nito. Tatlo yung pinang happiness. Ewan ko ba, tawang-tawa ako dun. Okay, sige. So, pumunta na muna tayo. Of course, we will end every episode with this episode with a one-line review. Pero bago kami pumunta niyan, meron muna akong iksian niyo na lang yung sagot ninyo sa tanong ko. Dahil nga umikot ang story nitong film na to sa first love. Do you guys believe that first love never dies? Why or why not?
I believe it never dies, but it can also move on. Does that make sense?
To another plane. Literal, to America. A plane to America.
To America.
Shit, yung first, yung ginawa ng first love ko. Wow!
Oh! Uy! Ayan na, okita nyo. Umpisahan na rin natin ang ating trendy lore. Paki-piece together lahat ng kwento niya. Ikaw?
Ako? Parang,
do you believe in first love? That first love never dies?
I think it doesn't die, but it transforms. It becomes, buhay pa rin siya, pero hindi na siya love. Ano na siya? Nostalgia.
Zombie?
Memory na siya.
Cheka.
So parang,
okay. Gets.
Ikaw, Pia.
Well, para sa akin, actually, pinag-isipan ko siya kanina. Sabi ko, yes, it dies. Kasi, pero gets ko yung, ano, yung nostalgia. Oo, minahal kita nung time na yon. Pero right now, hindi ko na masasabing mahal pa rin kita. Nung time na yon, that version of Pia, yun lang siya. Pero sa version of Pia right now, sorry, past is past.
Pero hindi mo siya makakalimutan eh, di ba?
Correct.
Ayun lang naman, memory na lang siya.
Naku. Malalim.
Ano ba?
Ay.
Move on.
Tsaka hindi mo siya pwedeng i-deny kasi hinulma ka niya bilang tao. So, paano ka hinulma
na
it's for love, Monica?
Ano? Okay. So, ang review ko po.
Wow! Uy, grabe yung only our audience. Tell them the truth. We are here
sa
for
episode,
that.
Sa episode 210 na lang.
Wow! Grabe ang commitment.
Grabe.
Oh,
okay, paspasan na. Umapit
daw kayo hanggang dulo.
Tuwa tayo ng episode. Okay, so like now. 6 to 10 minutes each.
Para next week, 210 episode na. Ang bilis. Mga tip episode. Anyong, okay, bye!
Oh, ganyan. I love it.
Release na yan.
Kailangan na natin yung my God.
It's a freaking boring story. It's not worth it.
It is not boring. It's fine. Okay, sige, mag-ano na tayo. Punta na tayo sa ating one-line reviews.
Okay.
Go, sinong gusto mauna sa
ako,
one-line
I'll
review?
Start. Okay. Ito very technical, hindi man technical, pero boring. Pero sige. But this is my truth, so I will say it. If you want to understand, ulitin ko. If you want to understand the evolution of Korean rom-coms, try watching it, but prepare for some cultural difference and problematic tropes that did not age well.
Fair enough. This film reminded me that life has a design for you that you make yourself with others.
Oh, the collaboration and stuff. It is an easy to watch film where the cinematic language used is very easy to understand and appreciate. Okay. So, I think yan na po ang aming mga one-minute reviews. Siguro, kung hindi nyo pa rin napapanood, panoorin nyo na rin po. I think it's just 2 hours if you have like a lazy Saturday night where nothing to do. Mm-mm. Then why not? Watch this. It is on Viu.
Viu.
Hi, Viu.
Viu.
Viu. Ito na tayo sa final part of our episode kung saan maglalaro kami ng game. At dahil ang pinaka-theme nitong movie na to ay first love. So, i-coconnect natin sa first love itong game natin. So, simple lang, we will be doing Mad Libs. So, meron ako ditong mga Mad Libs. Mm-hmm. So, what happens ba sa mga Mad Libs? So, usually, there's like this, ang pinili ko, parang mga short poems. So, and then there are blanks in between. So, dun sa mga blanks, it could be like a noun, an adjective, a verb, or like an expression, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, kung kanino man naka-assign yun, so magsasabi ka, kunwari ako, sabihin ko, okay, adjective. So, mag-alternate na lang. So, si Monica magbibigay ng adjective. Tapos sabihin ko, verb. Tapos bibigay, trendy yung verb. And then, kapag nalagay ko na fill in the blanks, I'll read out kung ano man yung madlib na yon. So, yun ang aming mga message sa aming mga first love. Pakinggan ninyo. Ako muna, so kailangan, so si Monica and then si Trancy, yun na lang yung okay. Ano, order.
Okay.
Sige. Noun.
Apple.
Noun, Trancy.
Bingo balls.
Adjective, Monica.
Blue.
Adverb, Trancy.
Verb, dissect.
Adverb, adverb.
Ano yung adverb? Salit major.
Yung may L, it ends in L-Y.
Dissect, carefully.
Noun, Monica.
Caterpillar.
Adjective, Chancy.
Strong.
Noun, Monica.
Tennis racket.
Alam niyo na, teatro tayo, so kailangan natin tong basahin with feelings.
Okay.
So this is for my first love. Oh, apple of my bingo balls. Our love now feels so blue. Carefully, we have drifted, my caterpillar, leaving behind a strong tennis racket.
What?
Oh.
I think maraming balls that. Involved yung actually, relationship namin. Oh, may bingo, may tennis, tsaka blue balls.
Oh, I felt that.
Song Kwan.
I think so.
Oh.
Yes. So funny. Mamahalin pa rin kita, pero mas mahal mo yung bola kesa sa akin.
True. Kaya kayo nag-break.
Oh, dahil mas minal niya yung bola.
Magiging masaya siya sa isang magiging masaya siya sa isang remote island kung meron siyang Wilson.
Oh, kung may bola siya, okay na siya. Yes. Happiness. Ikaw naman next, Trancy. Okay, last natin si Monica.
Alright, I go first. Okay. Can I have an adjective, please?
Pretty.
Okay, Monica, an adjective, please?
Large.
Okay, isa pong noun from Pia.
Electric fan.
Okay, and then can I have a noun for Monica?
Kimchi.
Oh, okay, going back to our Korean roots. Okay, isa pong noun from Pia.
Handbook.
Handbook. Okay, going full Korean here. Okay, next Korean, I expect again a verb from Monica.
Singing.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say trotting. Chika.
Oo nga, no? Okay lang yan.
Okay. Alright, so this is my very tender letter to my first love. It's called Adieu. Pretty large electric fan. Hindi na magsasummer na. And it goes like this. It's a wrap, Char. Okay, it goes like this. Farewell, my pretty large electric fan. Our love was like a kimchi in bloom. Full fertilization. Fermentation. Now, it's gone like a handbook at noon. Wow, afternoon delight. I'll cherish the memories we once did. Singing. Oy. We sang in the afternoon as the handbook was gone and the kimchi was in full bloom because of my pretty large electric fan.
Electric fan.
Yes.
Kasi kailangan nandun siya sa jar sa labas ng handbook.
So correct.
Parang,
okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, na-feel ko yun. Parang napaka, rural town Korea
exactly.
Ang setting. Parang little forest, gano'n.
Oh, very little forest. Favorite
correct.
Ni DK.
Oh my God, naisingit. Siya ang aking pretty large electric fan. Bilang ang laki ng bibig niya talaga. I call him, aside from calling him my pretty large electric fan, I call him my very expensive Dyson. Very effective
okay.
In making my burning body cooler.
Hi, Dyson! Okay.
Drop us some stuff naman,
Oo, Diyos ko.
Okay,
isang choice na magbibili sa atin. Go, one.
Trancy, you start. A noun, please.
Noun. Timbuktu.
Timbuktu? Noun, please, Pia.
Ring light.
Wow. Adjective.
Bright.
Pia, adverb.
Musically.
The former TikTok.
Kaya nga eh.
Noun, please, Trency.
Platform. Sorry, okay. Can you change that? I wanna put papag.
Oh. Okay, papag. An adjective, please, Pia.
Flat.
Flat papag. Mm. And a noun.
Discussions.
Okay.
Nakatingin ba tayo sa brand book?
Okay.
Okay, so my letter to my first love.
Naku!
Oh, Timbuktu of my ring light. Our love now feels so bright. Musically, we drifted papag, leaving behind a flat discussions.
Girl, para siyang nung isang gabi, di ba, nag-haywire yung chat GPT. Kagabi ata yun.
Yun
ngayon.
Actually.
It's the same vibe.
Ako naman. Parang feeling ko, kasi parang magkaiba yung gusto nila eh. Yung isa gusto ng ano, ng musicals. Yung isa gusto ng straight plays. So, hindi sila magkatagpo. So, okay, goodbye.
Tama. Tama.
Baka yun nga yung tama, tama.
Oo.
Feeling ko. So, very architecture 101.
Yes. Mm-mm. It still goes back to.
Correct, correct.
Okay, yay! So there. Thank you so much to everybody for listening to our episode. We hope that you enjoyed it. And kung napanood nyo na rin yung Architecture 101 or planning to watch it pa lang, please get in touch with us. Let's talk about it. Kung meron sa inyo who shares the same opinion as Chensi, because again, sinabi nga natin, way before the Me Too movement naman to nangyari. Not to excuse, hindi naman sinabi na porque wala pang Me Too, pwede nang maging misogynist ng mga tao. But if you share the same thoughts, then let us know. Pag-usapan natin yan. And kung meron din sa inyo na gusto makapag-usap naman sa first love, hindi ka si Monica. Pag-usapan ninyo yan.
Ako na naman!
Oo!
Ano ba?
First love never dies for Monica.
Yes.
No, but ang tanong ko is,
gusto ko ng bahay.
Baka Monica, for you, it has bahay? Died.
Baka for me, it has died?
Oo, pero paano kung sa first love mo, hindi pa?
Ah, mamatay na.
Ay, wow!